Anna Zelikova was born on July 19, 1924, in what is now the Czech Republic, to Aloy and Anna Zelikova. She attended kindergarten, primary and middle school in the Ludmila Institution of the Sisters of the Holy Cross in Napojedla. The nuns of the Holy Cross had a great influence on her religious upbringing. Sister Milada Barton prepared her for her first Holy Communion, which Anna received on May 25, 1933. Even then, she longed to offer herself completely to God in order to win many souls for heaven. As a 13-year-old girl, it was then that she decided to sacrifice her life for the consecration of priests. This also marked a decisive turn in her life. Zelikova was a simple teenager who loved Jesus dearly, and she understood the way of perfection mapped out by Saint Therese, who at the time was newly canonized in 1925. Anna Zelikova suffered greatly, but during this suffering, the only thing visible was a bright, radiant smile. Another way that she offered her life to God was through her suffering. In particular, when she learned about the killing of unborn children, she was horrified. At that moment, she wanted to be a sacrificial victim, suffering for the sake of these children who were killed in the womb. The following day, on Good Friday, April 15, 1938, in front of the Blessed Sacrament in the Holy Sepulchre, she renewed this offer with all of her heart. She cleared her throat, followed by the first gush of blood from her lungs. She was overwhelmed with joy that her victim was accepted, that she could suffer for another and pay with the blood for the shed blood of innocent children. This serious illness that slowly consumed her strength was Jesus' response to her offer and filled her with inner happiness. Her prayers were answered and she began to suffer from tuberculosis. She suffered from the disease for several years and made her offering even more profound by making a vow of virginity to God. On the first day of the Nativity of the Virgin Mary, September 8, 1938, this is where she began to write her spiritual diary and carefully hid them from her parents. One of her greatest desires was to join a Carmelite community of nuns, but her illness prevented her from doing so. She was permitted to become a Third Order Carmelite instead. She received the religious name of Mary of the Sacramental Heart of Jesus and made religious vows of poverty, purity, and obedience. On February 7, 1941, as a sign of her consecration, she received the scapula of the Virgin of Carmel on June 2, 1941. She ended her life sacrifice on Thursday, September 11, 1941, at age 17, with the angel of the Lord singing in the morning, with a happy smile and the words, "Everything is so beautiful. I don't want to change with anyone. I love Jesus. I love him so much." Her short and joyful life was an inspiration to many. Her cause for canonization was officially opened, and she was granted the title of Servant of God. Venerable Anna Zelikova, pray for us.